I think we got her. Wynn, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you, Wynn? Folks, hello. Welcome to another Don and Wynn show. I apologize we're a little bit late again getting started, but that's just the norm. And
that's part of our show, Don. You know what?
It's good to be here with you again today, Wynn. Thank you.
Today is good because you're not crawling under the table. You're not drunk. You're sober.
I'm actually sober, not exactly. Not crawling under the table or doing anything too weird today.
You got an assistant, so you're not, like, juggling three things at the same time we're trying to talk on the radio?
Well, that's right. That's right. You know, it sure is nice to have the help we have, because Michelle and Seth have been a godsend. They really have.
Who's a godsend?
Seth and Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Michelle is very nurturing.
She is. She is. She epitomizes 777. She really does.
Uh-huh. It's very nice to have a nurturing woman. I've actually learned a lot about women and men. In a cosmic sense, stuff that I didn't understand even a couple of years ago that I understand now. Because, you know, there's this phenomenal duality or paradox between men and women in their natures. You know, and you can look at the surface aspect of it and you can comment on it. But, like, on the deepest level, women anchor to the earth.
I agree. They're kind of like dolphins.
Yeah, and men thrust into the heavens.
Yeah, well, I mean that in a nice way, by the way, ladies. If anybody was curious, there's a pink dolphin that was just seen, I believe today, a very rare dolphin. It's pink, it's an albino, and it's got red eyes, and it's pinkish, and it is posted on our trusted news trader, the TNT bulletin board. So if you go there, you'll see a picture of a pink dolphin. It's amazing, and that, you know, for 777 and a pink dolphin, about as rare a albino as you could possibly get.
Uh-huh. Well, I would imagine that the dolphins are part of what grounds to the earth. You know, that I understand that dolphins operate with the group soul consciousness, and that they're kind of on a volunteer mission on this planet.
Yep, I would believe that. That makes sense, actually.
To help ground energy here, and they're very aware, and they're very psychic, and they love humans, and they're here to support us.
I agree.
So, do we have a lot of listeners tonight, Don?
You know, we have a fantastic amount of listeners tonight.
Do you think they're discovering us by mistake?
No, I think it's the show before us that's getting all the accolades. I think we're just kind of like, here we come next.
Well, I hope you guys stay on because this is, you're listening to the Don and Wynn show, and Don and Wynn, or Don and I, never know what's going to, usually we never know what's going to happen. Occasionally we have a guest, but both of us jump into the moment, and sometimes I've called the show dysfunctional radio at its best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Maybe at its worst.
And those of you that have been regular listeners, if anyone has had the wherewithal to be a regular listener and have watched us go through all our changes publicly, I think it's a rather fascinating experience.
I thought you said assassinating experience.
What experience?
Assassinating.
Assassinating.
Yeah.
That's what I said, assassinating.
No, I said assassinating.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Oh. Yeah, just drop the F.
An assassinating experience? Okay. That's a new word, though, right?
It could be.
Yeah.
I haven't used it before.
Uh-huh. So...
I wanted to say something really quick. Wynn, I love you. It's 777. It's a beautiful day to be alive and walking and talking and breathing on this planet, and I love you. Wynn, you're a whole world to me, and so is our audience. The audience that constantly emails and lets us know what they think, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. All of our listeners have always shown us such extreme love, and it touches me. Thank you.
You know where they show us love, Don?
Because we're inept and we need it.
Because we need it. You and I need it more than most people. for those of you that are listening for the first time tonight, Don is the founder of BBS Radio.
Well, one of the founders, yeah.
Well, you're the main founder. It's your vision. Come on. I mean, it's just what's true is true. This is not about exaltation, okay? What's true is true is true is true. You can say what's true. You have the idea of doing BBS Radio, and you know, people helped you, and your brother helped you, and
Pat. I don't know, though, if it was my idea. You know, it seems like I keep thinking in no way was it my idea, and no way was I responsible for it. I was just kind of like a cog in the wheel that was spinning, and
Well, what was your first show? Your first show, I believe, was Nancy Leader. Is that true or untrue?
The Connection, Nancy Leader, and Dr. Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show were the first few shows, and ours, of course. Yours and mine, yeah? Those were the first three that I believe.
And our show developed as a fluke.
Correct.
Okay? I mean, neither Don and I really thought we wanted to do a show, but we started to have interesting conversations at the very beginning of our relationship, our connection. And we're just between each other. So I said, why don't we put our conversations on the air? And
away it went.
And so for the first couple of months, we were really good.
No, I don't know about that. I mean, you'd have to listen to the archives to prove that one, my friend.
Well, the archives are up there. But you know what? It's like then we got kind of... You know what? It's like a romance where the shadow side comes up somewhere.
Yep. We have definitely danced into our romance.
And so, you know, for quite a period of time, we were going through what I would call the shadow.
I went through it with my mother the other day. Mother, I just want to personally tell you I love you. And I apologize for my vocalness the other day on that one topic we were discussing. No, I love you, and I miss you, and I miss Dad. And Doug, I love you too, my brother.
Hey, I really do. Hey, Don.
Mm-hmm?
Why don't you share with our audience what you and your mother got pissy about, if it's not personal?
Well, sure. Okay.
You know, this is the Don and Wynn show, I won't say everything.
Well, my mother's her health has been failing, as you know, but normally I try to keep barnyard language out of my verbiage and usage, but yesterday I was heated, and I used some of the poor language that is in my vocabulary, and my mother won't tolerate that at all from anybody. And especially not from her boys. And so I used some of that, and I got an earful, as well I should.
Mm-hmm. As you do, well deserved.
Yeah, well deserved.
Your mother is one of the angels on this planet.
She is an angel on this planet.
I know that. I mean, she's actually adopted me, which, she's got you and Doug and
she's got triplets. That's right.
She's got triplets now.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know which one's worse.
That's right. We can't tell any of us apart anymore.
Right. I mean, your mother has come in and mediated between us on the show. She's chastised you for being such a... See, now I'm going to use a word, and I have to censor myself because I was going to say S-head, but I can't say that.
Yeah. No, so, I wouldn't. You'd get an email from her if you did.
I'd get an email from her, right?
Oh, yeah, right away.
Even though she'd probably say, yes, I agree. Can't you find another way to say it? So, I have some exciting news, okay?
Okay.
But I got to tell you how this led up to this, okay?
All right.
This week has been a really difficult week for me, and I started the week with a tooth abscess, and my jaw was swollen. I was almost delirious. I was running I was running a high fever.
Ouch.
And so I was trying to figure out how to deal with this. And so I called up the dental clinic at USC, and it sounded like, I could hear the background, it sounded like a Stephen King movie going on. And I said, I don't want to go there. And so I said, well, where's, you know, I needed to find an economical place to go where I get good service. And so I started scanning the internet in between my deliriousness, and I found a clinic in Laguna Beach. And I said, okay, if it's in Laguna Beach, it can't be too bad.
If he's who I think I think he is, then he probably propelled the delirium.
So I went to a clinic in, when was it? Yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
In Laguna Beach. And actually, the woman that took care of me was this angelic Colombian lady who spent 2 years in the Amazon.
Colombian lady? You mean with Novocaine?
Colombian? What did I call her? Did I say?
Colombian.
She's Colombian, yeah.
Yeah. Toothache, Novocaine, Colombian.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she had spent 2 years in the Amazon jungle handling 500 extractions from natives.
Really?
On a volunteer mission, you know? I mean, this woman was one of the... You know, when we talk about wanderers and people from other dimensions,
mm-hmm.
they're in this realm, you know, I recognize them, and most of them don't know the story, but, you know, I can tell when they found their place, because they're like ambulance drivers, they're orderlies in hospitals,
mm-hmm.
and this one was a dentist, okay? And she was like so angelic, and she took care of me, and I wasn't feeling great afterwards, so I called up someone I knew in Virginia, not in Virginia Beach, in Laguna Beach.
Mm-hmm. Someone who lives up on the hill.
Dr. Fred Bell.
Yeah.
And I said, Fred, you know, I need, like, a place to hang out for a few hours before I drive back to L.A. If it's not an imposition, could I do that, right? And so I hung out with Fred for a few hours.
Oh, that must have been fun. Isn't he great?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
See, I told you, you get to know Fred. He is like the... I mean, he's the king. I love that guy.
And for those of you listening, Fred is going to be on the show after us.
That's right.
But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Fred agreed to be a guest on the Don and Wynn show.
Excellent. Excellent.
So sometime in the next few weeks, we're going to have Dr. Fred Bell as our guest. And we're going to find out the parts of Dr. Fred Bell that could only come out
On the Don and Wynn show. Just like our own.
Ted, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Fred Bell?
Well, you know, he's a guy who just walks his talk. I mean, folks, if you want to meet a man who actually is who totally encompasses what he says, that's Dr. Bell. When you listen to his show and you think maybe it's a little off, maybe it's a little weird, maybe it's fun, maybe it's crazy, maybe he's right, whatever it is, he walks his talk. His home is built around his stuff and all the things he uses. He applies it in his daily life and his living quarters and his work quarters and everything else. He just walks his talk fully. I mean, it's an amazing man, amazing man.
I mean, his home is like a big vortex. He's got crystals all over the place.
And he lives right on a gold mine.
He lives on a gold mine?
That's correct. He lives on an old gold mine. He's right there on top of it, right in the heart of it. And the vortex comes right up through his place.
Can you go in the gold mine and walk around?
You know, you might want to ask him that. It was I think they did some mining on it some time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, but okay, now that we know Fred Bell is a nice guy and walks his talk, I mean, he's been on your he's been on BBS Radio for how long now?
Forever. No.
I mean, why are people interested?
Almost
in Dr.
2 years
Bell?
This August.
Why are people interested in Dr. Bell?
Because he does speak, he speaks exactly what he believes, and you're not going to see any deviation.
But you know, he's got, tell people what he does. You know, he's a really interesting guy. You can say it better than I.
He designs things, yeah, out of pyramids. He uses, and there's been a lot of research on this, but he builds things with pyramids. He builds things with crystals and lasers and he puts it all together in various different formations to do different things for the body and for attracting various entities or for manipulating scalar waves of one form or another.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got little devices that can heal people, right?
He actually does, and way beyond little healing devices, but he has things that will not only help heal the body, but he's building something new that should be quite revolutionary, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of a genius type, right?
He's a genius, yeah. He's always been a genius. He's out there. That's why he's so out there. I mean, when you meet a man that's on that verge of intelligence, they're out there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they might not know their name, but they can spell out the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like Dr. Bell. I mean, he knows what he knows, and he knows it fully.
So, stay tuned over the next few weeks, and we will have Dr. Bell on our show, and we guarantee it's going to be a good
personal
evening.
You bet.
You know, one of the best things about Dr. Bell, you know what it is?
His last name?
He thinks our show is our show is his favorite show on BBS.
Really? Well, he's actually mentioned that to me. I kind of sloughed it off. I can't believe that, but
He thinks that we're so corny that we could be famous. You know, that we would fit into middle America because the way we are is the way a lot of people are.
Dysfunctional.
Yet, dysfunctional, right? Dysfunctional. And yet we bring forth really far-out ideas, so it doesn't sound pretentious or too serious. And, you know, most people, and I understand it, most people that are bringing forth really far-out things get all really serious about it. And so within the context of their delivery, it gets kind of boring.
Yeah.
Or it gets holier than thou, or...
Yeah, life's too important to take seriously. It really is way too important for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did watch a movie the other day called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, or Peaceful Warrior, by Dan Millman.
Yeah.
I was stunned. Nick Nolte plays in it, and another good actress and a fine young actor was playing the Dan Millman's role, and I was stunned. I must say that... That's a movie everybody ought to go out and rent, Peaceful Warrior. In fact, I didn't think much of it, and he was interviewed a couple times on the network and various other people and producers and from the show. And I thought, just another one of those shows. But then I watched and I thought, you know, son of a gun, this guy has a fantastic film here, and it taught me. It claimed that it would change your life, and I'll tell you, I've heard a lot and read a lot, but that movie was really did touch me.
You know, I met the director, and the producer of that movie, and I heard him tell the story
mm-hmm.
of what it took to make the movie. And he had read the book about 18 years ago and decided it should be a movie. And he negotiated the rights to make a movie. And it took him 18 years, a really long time, 18 years of holding that vision before the movie finally got made.
Yep, isn't that fabulous? I am so glad he did.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you something really interesting, okay? This is a little side note to this story of the Way of the Peaceful Warrior. That's based on a book which was based on a true story of Dan Millman's life, where he was a track runner in Berkeley, and he met a service station attendant who was an enlightened being.
You mean a gymnast?
A gymnast, right. Yes, thank you. The service station attendant was an enlightened being named Socrates, right?
Well, which he termed or named Socrates, correct?
Which he named Socrates.
Right, right. He never did get the name.
Guess what? Socrates was one of my teachers 30 years ago.
Really?
I know who he is. I know him really well. I know what's happened to him since then.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Can we get him interviewed?
Well, he's dead right now.
Well, we'll interview him anyways. This is the Don and Wynn Show.
We have to bring in Marsha McMahon or one of your people that can reach him. Which can reach him. That would be an interesting thing. He would probably enjoy it.
I bet she would.
But you know what? His name was Michael Bookbinder.
You know, that sounds familiar.
And he was originally from Philadelphia, where I'm from. And
could he really do amazing things like it shows in that movie?
Well, I didn't see the movie, and I'll tell you the truth, I didn't read the book, so I don't know all that he did. But I'll tell you the circumstances that I met him under. He used to have a big house in the suburbs of Philadelphia with a lot of property, and it was kind of an ashram.
Interesting.
And he was doing readings for people, and there was like probably 15 people living at the house, 20 people, and he was a martial arts master. He was giving karate lessons, and
now that makes sense.
And he had actually either a wife or a girlfriend, and his girlfriend was named Faye. And I believe I met him after he was in Berkeley, okay? I knew he was in Berkeley, but I met him in Philadelphia when he returned to his hometown. And then I think he went, either he would go back and forth and travel a lot. And eventually, he went to Alaska, and he had some kind of fairly tragic type death, one which would be unusual.
Hmm.
He was very aloof from people, and I had a reading from him, actually. I probably have if I searched...
Do you remember what it was?
What he said?
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Just kind of try. This is interesting. I mean, you got to see the movie, folks, to see why I find this so fascinating.
I couldn't possibly remember. It was too long.
Oh, okay.
But he was quite an influence on me. The one thing I remember him saying was, you know, that he really, really, he said he could be out having a good time and having pizza and doing all this stuff, and he's not, because this work was so important. And at the time, I think I was out having pizza. So I said, I wonder how something can be so important that you wouldn't want to go have pizza, right?
Yeah.
And so now I understand myself being, I guess, not the same circumstance as him, but feeling every day that I'm doing something important and that I don't, things that they used to be entertaining or distracting or fun are just boring to me now. I have no interest in them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to force myself to do them. Now, if you're with a group of people or a person and you have an uplifted energy, you can do those things because In fact, you're not really having pizza. You're walking around in an exalted state with other beings, and your mouth is eating pizza.
And your mouth, yeah.
You know, that is, you know, but you're not going out looking for distraction. Hey, let's go get a pizza tonight. Let's get drunk. Let's get laid. Let's get, you know, all the things that people do.
Yeah.
To avoid being with themselves.
You know what I learned? The most powerful thing from that movie was the moment. You know, a lot of people always wonder what the now is, what living in the now, what the moment is, the eternal moment. And that movie explains it in such a fantastic way that I couldn't put it any better myself. I doubt anybody could, because it was fabulous.
If you keep talking just a moment, I'm going to be right back.
Sure.
I'm just calling me. Just 10 seconds. I'm just going to tell you.
All right. You want me to keep talking? Nick Nolte is one of my father's favorite actors, too, and that's, I wouldn't even have rented it, actually, had I not been in the video store the other day. Yep, that's what I do with my time, rent a video or two. But it had Nick Nolte on the cover, and that's what I didn't realize, and it stunned me, so I grabbed it, I watched it, and I thought, just, wow, what a bang-up job. So my hats are off to you, Dan Millman, and your whole life story and the movie, and congratulations, because it was fantastic.
Yeah. I think the director's name was David... Remember his name? Producer, director?
Lentz or...
David.
He did a couple other movies.
Wasn't he on Kate's Spiritual Hollywood Show?
Yeah, I believe either that or either it was Kate's... No, it was Kate's, yeah. Yeah, Spiritual Hollywood, correct.
I mean, you know, we could probably... If I think that you and I could be on good behavior, okay, and we could project on a certain Saturday, and I know we're going to be on good behavior, we might be able to get him on our show.
I would like that. I think that would be terrific.
He's a very inspiring guy.
He is. Mm-hmm.
And,
10 months after having a shattered leg to be competing in the Olympics and win, in gymnastics, in what do they call those, the rings? Amazing. Amazing.
So now, Don, we have a new challenge.
We do.
Since we're not fighting all the time, now we have a good energy between us.
We've always had great energy between us.
Oh, Don, we have not always had great energy between us.
Sure we have.
Well, maybe that was your perception, but what was my perception? So, I mean, unless it's both our perceptions, it may not be true.
You know, it reminds me, as you were saying, because there was a time when, when it comes to energy, that's what... that's what it reminds me of, the energy in a room. You know, when two people get together, they always have great energy. If they feel it right, then it's always great energy. You know, I was taking some photos the other day, and I noticed, it was really strange, I noticed there were orbs all over the photos in my room, before my kids and wife left to Colorado for a little while. My son got up in a spider suit uniform, and he had his little house robe on, and he was doing this pose, and this orb was right next to him, and the broad daylight orb. And then I thought, that's really strange. So I clicked on the next picture when he turned his back to me and showed Douglas or the other fellow that was here his pose. The orb moved just around to the side of him. And then the next picture, it moved around to the other side of him. And I thought, holy Moses. So I showed that to somebody. I said, no, that's got to be something other than anything you could physically explain. So I might post them up on the website. I was getting into the orbs because we posted some TNT posts with Juliana and Chris Tibbetts. They have Straight from the Heart, a show on our network.
Put it up on the Don and Wynn show.
I'm telling you, the amount of orbs and the little fairies and the EBLFs and all the various things. I saw one orb honest to God, I will post this picture. You'll never see an orb like this. I've never seen one like it. It was a square, and then it had another square behind it, and they were attached, and it was this green orb in square form with another square directly behind it, or not square, but diamond-shaped. And then, so if you can imagine drawing a diamond and then drawing another diamond so that it looks like a 3D picture, that's what the orb looked like, and it was green. And I thought,
hey Don, do you know what an orb is?
I believe I do. I believe there are many different things. I think they can be from extra and ultra dimensionals to spirits and deceased spirits to various other entities coming through, including even off-worlders that are viewing, using them to view.
Yeah.
I think orbs come in all different forms, sizes, shapes. Many of them, there are various types of entities that work on and around the earth, in the sky, with the plants.
You know, because I asked some questions in some of the channelings about orbs, and I probably didn't ask enough questions to get it as completely comprehensive.
Right.
But basically, you know, we have multi-layered dimensions or different time zones layered on top of each other, and they're normally invisible to each other.
Right.
You know, one dimension can't see another, but the higher dimensions can somehow zoom into this dimension through orbs. And La Ra Group, according to the information I got, uses orbs to impact into this dimension. I don't know if you ever read that Questions and Answers with Elohim, but I was talking to the Elohim with Terry channeling, and I said, "So can you guys project an orb into this realm? Okay, I mean, can you do that right now, and so that I could know it's here."
They will too. I've asked for the same thing and taken pictures, and they'd be right there.
Well, let me tell you what they answered. Okay.
Sure.
They said, it was the Ra Group that projects orbs into the room, that were like the balls that you could see. But they were projecting them. They were already projecting an orb, and their orb was all around our house, reaching from the sky into the earth. And it was huge. And suddenly I realized that the energy all around me was just dancing. I mean, it was, and that was them.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a big realization. I mean, the first time I came to this realization that they were actually
real.
Not just a voice talking to me.
But they're really there.
But their energy could project into the space, and that when their energy would project into the space, it was phenomenally healing for the planet, for the earth, for me, for the space, for the everything around me, because it was rechanging the chemistry of the space that I was in.
Sure.
And I mean, that was the original question and answer that got me into the idea of doing the conference calls,
right,
and doing the grid healings, and saying, well, you know what, if I'm talking to a voice and this voice can project energy into our realm with my a co-creative effort with me, can I share it with other people? And would they do it, and would it expand? And then we started doing it, and, I started it as an experiment, and it's working. It's like, I believe, how do we use our little time here for the most value for our listeners? I believe that we could get them to project into everyone that's listening.
I think today's a great day for that too, because you got to think 777. It might be just like any other day, but many people are focused on it, which means that it has serious consequences to humanity, because humanity is focused on that date, and it is a very special thing because of that indeed. And I think today, if everybody will spend a little time quietly, very quietly by themselves, meditating for at least 45 minutes today, and being just grateful and loving and for everything that's in their lives, and for the future of humanity and the planet, then I think if enough people did that, you're going to see continuous tremendous changes. Today's a great day to do that.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
How many people? Now Don has a little meter that he can tell how many people are tuned in to.
No, I can't.
Now, when I say you can't tell the maximum amount, but you can tell the minimum amount. We can assume it's many times greater than that, but at least there's some.
Right. Right now, I would estimate about 82 internet listeners without any restreamers, anybody picking us up, anybody.
Right. Okay.
With the four we can monitor,
right.
I would.
Okay.
Have, yeah, but that would be no restreamers or no anybody, because I can't. Yeah.
So we had a minimum of 82 people.
Listen,
I would like to do an experiment with those 82 people. We'll call it an experiment. But before I do it, I want one person to call us and let us know they want to participate in the experiment. You know, one of the things is people in America get used to being passive and listening to entertainment. And so on one level, we keep a running dialogue for an hour, and it falls under the category of entertainment, sometimes sadistic entertainment, but entertainment nonetheless. But, you know, entertainment means we're doing it to you. Co-creation means we're doing it to each other, like you're part of the creation. And whether you know it or not, the people who are listening, our listeners, are actually co-creatively involved.
Oh, we've got a caller.
Well, we got our person. Agreeing.
Shall we? Well, let's pick it up. Here we go. Caller, you're on the air with. Hold on here. You're on the air with Don and Wynn.
Hi, Don. Hi, Wynn. This is Dee.
Hi, Dee.
I just wanted to let you know that I do want to be part of the experiment.
Okay.
All right.
Is that Dee in California?
No, North Carolina.
In North Carolina. Okay. Don, we got somebody to work with us. Thank you, Dee.
Thank you,
okay.
Dee. Thank you.
All right. Now we have to do it.
Okay. Dee, are you staying with us here? Or?
No.
Okay.
Did you need her to stay with us?
Let's leave the line open for someone else.
Okay.
Okay.
But,
Dee,
we know you're there. We're anchoring the space with you.
Okay.
This is an experiment in bringing in energy from other realms, and not just having you guys listen to us with your ears, which is what we're normally accustomed to doing and being entertained, but to see if we, and I say we, I mean all of us, you and me and Don and the guys on the other side.
Oh,
okay?
We got another caller. Here we go. Caller, you're on the air with Don and Wynn. Caller?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Don and Wynn.
Hey, I thought I'd be part of the experiment too.
Well, thank you very much.
Tell us your name and your city.
The name is Allison from Toronto.
Allison from Toronto.
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much.
Hi, George, Ben, and Don.
Thank you. Thank you, Allison, for joining us in this.
Thank you so much, Allison. Okay. All right, Don. let's give a few more people a chance to just call, say their name and their city before we do this, okay?
You got it.
And if it, you know, it's fine, we got two people, that's enough. But as I'm saying, we're going to do a co-creation, which is different than entertainment, which means you guys are created with us in consciousness. And it goes on the principle that everyone listening to us, of course, is in their body right now.
Oh, okay. We got another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Don and Wynn.
Hey, it's Allison again. I got cut off there.
Oh, wow, that's because we just...
Allison, you know, in general, we're just having people identify themselves and say the city, their area. But would you like to share something with our audience?
Well, I just want to say that you guys are fantastic. I love what you do. I love the interaction that you have, and I'm now starting to become a regular listener to your show.
Allison, we love you.
Well, I love you right back.
Allison, you know what? I'm so glad we have a regular listener besides Don's mother. God bless you.
God bless Allison. Thank you.
All right, okay. You guys take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so, you know, at the end of our show, we always call in the light. But we're going to do, like, a calling in of the light in a different way in the middle of the show. And, you know, in a way where we take more time to make this happen. And the goal here is to see if, for those of you who are listening, you can feel a shift of energy where you are.
But they have to truly participate. That means they really have to want and desire and participate and feel it and allow it.
Well, you know what? They have free will. And
true.
So I'm just telling them, I'm painting the picture. And they have to choose their level of participation. They can just listen or they can participate or... And maybe some people will really want something to happen, and they'll feel nothing. You know, this is like Uri Geller, who used to say, "Okay, everybody, put your spoons on the put your watches on the television," and then he would repair them. He would repair everybody's watches over the television all over the United States.
Yeah, amazing.
Remember he used to do that?
Oh yeah. In fact, we were trying to get him on as a host, and he was going to at the time, and I never followed up, and he never followed up. One thing led to another. It just that was when we were just starting out, so we never manage to.
You know, he endorsed my book. He endorsed the relation, the connection between David Wilcock and Edgar Cayce, and gave me permission to put it on the cover of my book.
Yes.
And I actually interviewed him and had quite a long conversation with him.
Yep, we got another caller.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, mother.
I am just going to be listening to it, but I am in on your experiment.
All right. Okay. Hi, Yobi.
Love you, too.
Hey, we're being good today, aren't we?
I'll hang up now, but I'll be listening.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounded like a warning. I love you, Mom. Thank you.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Don, keep your language clean now.
That's right. No barnyard language, folks.
That's right. Not on the Don and Wynn show.
Uh-uh.
Don's mother listening.
That's right.
Okay. All right. You know what? We have Dee, we have Allison, and we have Hildy. Now, I mean, you can still participate if you don't call. But calling is kind of just like an active act of the
action.
You're not committing to anything. You're not belonging to anything. You're not joining anything. You're not paying any dues. You're saying, okay, I'm part of the experiment. And every time somebody calls, it increases the group intention. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I do, completely.
So, I mean, there's people that are sitting back there and saying, okay, I'm just going to listen and see what happens. And that's okay. But your intention is lesser than if you call. So let's give them the number. One time. And
sure, and the Canadian numbers are all working too, folks. We actually got it all working. So the Canadian toll-free numbers, the U.S. toll-free numbers are working. The direct line is 530-876-3222. And, of course, the 800 number for the U.S. only is 877-876-5227. And in Canada, that toll-free number starts with 888 and then 815-9756.
There we go.
So call in if you so desire. We'd love to hear from you.
So as we're going to do...
Oh, here we go. Caller, you're on the air with Don and Wynn.
Well, here we are. That's great.
Dennis.
This is Dennis.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Well, we're glad to have you part of the experiment.
Well, we're your biggest fans. We probably listen to more of your shows than anybody.
Uh-oh, then you know the horrible truth.
We do.
Hey, Don, is that your dad?
You know, could be. Sounds like my dad. No, Dennis is actually a host of the show, Dream Path.
Oh, Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Yes,
hi.
Dennis just thought.
Dennis is Jara, right?
Dennis and Jara, correct.
That's right, and she's with us, and we're celebrating listening to your show on 777. Saturday night's a good night, and next week we'll be on as well.
Well, you know what, Dennis? I got your guys' newsletter, and your newsletter is
fantastic.
Awesome.
I told him that. I read it, I sent him an email, and I was just stunned. Stunned by your newsletter.
Dennis, would you announce to our listeners when your show is on and how they can get your newsletter? And let me tell you, this, if you want to have a good feeling, go across your heart. Get Dennis's newsletter.
Absolutely. Without a
doubt. Dennis, go ahead. We're giving you a little...
Well, I will, and, you know, we're on Station 2, and that wonderful experiment that we're enjoying very much. And we're on every second and fourth Saturday of the month at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time and 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
And your newsletter?
And the newsletter, you can just go to our site, dreampath.info, and it'll be there right on the index page, and away you go. And
excellent.
You can listen to some of the archives and other things that are happening on BBS Radio as well.
And what city are you in, Dennis?
Toronto, Canada.
We have two people from Toronto, Canada that have called us,
That's right.
Want to know about network energy? We know Allison.
Oh, hey.
All right.
And so, we're an hour away from each other.
Uh-huh. did you guys know she was a fan of the Don and Wynn show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? All right.
She was one of our favorites. Well, we have wonderful guests, and she certainly was one of our favorites.
We tuned her into your show, actually.
Oh, we love you, Jara. Thank you. Jara. I always say, you know, I love you guys. Folks, honestly, if you really want a mind meld of a newsletter that'll touch you, I mean, it stunned me. I'm rarely stunned anymore. It was that excellent.
Thanks, guys, for letting us know. It's wonderful. Keep the show going, and we'll keep on listening. There's lots more to come.
Excellent.
And thank you so much for checking in tonight and sharing. And
Blessings. Thank you.
Okay. So Don, I'm looking at this, and it's 6:51, and we better get on with it.
Well, let's
get
on it, folks. We're not going to take any more calls right now because we're going to start the experiment.
So those of you that didn't call, you're still part of this. And we're going to do a visualization because what we want to do is right now transcend time and space. Space is because all of our listeners are in different spaces all over the United States and all over the world. And our bodies are in different spaces. But our spirits, our energies, are outside of our spaces. And we are going to let our energies come together voluntarily And, you know, the way you make something happen is through intention. So if you don't want it to happen, no matter what I say, it's not going to happen. You have to say inside of yourself, I'm open to this experience. I'm open to going along with it. Because we want to move into the place that everyone talks about. We're not going to answer that, Don.
No. In fact, I better unplug it here real quick.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, it's unplugged.
We want to move into the place of oneness, where we talk about being one, but in fact, in other dimensions, we are one. Most of us are separated from that experience. So we want to unseparate ourselves right now from that experience and experience oneness. Now, when you experience oneness, you can't see it because our senses are only designed to feel and sense and observe our dimension, the earth plane.
We've only got a couple minutes, just so you
know.
I know.
Yeah. I know. I'm watching my cell phone. Thank you. We got about 3 minutes. So right now, I want you to intend, if you so choose, to be, close your eyes, and be the part of you that's in another dimension. And touch all the other listeners in that dimension. Now, when we all touch, we can't see ourselves touching. But we can feel a change of energy inside of ourselves. Some of you might have your eyes shut and be seeing light through your eyelids, or feeling light through your third eye. And as we're all touching, now here comes the big one. We are going to ask those positive energies operating in the Christ consciousness, or operating in the highest evolution of mankind. You don't worry about the word Christ, if that's not a normal word for you, to join with us in these other dimensions, because they can do it. We're in the other dimensions, and they're in the other dimensions. So right now, see ourselves blended with not just each other, but all those positive forces in the universe that want to connect with this realm. And see yourself taking that energy that's coming in from the top of your head through your body and putting it, grounding it to the center of the earth. Now, one sign that this is actually happening is that we don't have to entertain you anymore. If I stop talking, you'll keep feeling the energy. Now, while we have this energy present, which you could call a huge group conglomerate of energy, I'd like each of you to expand it into your home and your family and your friends and your work. Just see it expanding. And now take a moment and think of anyone you know who needs healing, who needs upliftment, or even a relationship which is difficult. And send this energy into that circumstance. visualize, the clearer you can visualize this, the more clear the path the energy can flow in. Now we're going to take this energy and we're going to send it to our planet, surrounding the planet with this energy. And now very slowly, we are going to come back into our physical bodies and we're going to learn to integrate this expanded feeling with being a human. I'm just going to count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you're human and you're still expanded. Those of you that felt this experience might want to check in to the conference call I do every Monday night, which is on BBS at 6:30. And on that note, I'm running over. Thank you, Don, for letting me take those extra minutes. We've got 6:58. Dr. Fred Bell is coming on at 7 o'clock. I want to thank everyone that called in and contributed. Don?
Thank you, folks. Wynn, thank you. Fantastic show. Again, we're at 59 after. We got to cut this off. So I want to tell everybody, have a blessed day. It's a beautiful day today. The world's as beautiful as you want it to be. And remember, we love you here at BBS Radio. Stay tuned. Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show is up next. So don't go anywhere.
I love you.